If you look at the ballot for Proposition 1 that talks about the five-year clause, it says 5 years, yes, and where the no box is, it says 10 years. I thought it should have read 5 years, yes or no, because the issue is not on the law, because the law is already that which is being practiced. The issue is on changes that we need to make. And I think that's the confusion.
So, Senator, you are suggesting that because of the way the ballot is printed, it's going to be to the disadvantage of those that will be voting against the propositions.
When I saw it, that's how I felt. However, over the last few days, they have said that if you vote no, and if you check the no box, it will be saying no to the propositions that are proposed. So I guess we must ignore the fact that on top of the no boxes on all of the four propositions, you actually have the law. So if someone were to say no to the 10-year clause, which is on top of the no box, you'll be saying no. I don't want the 10-year clause. I want the 5 years. So saying no automatically means saying yes. But I guess it was an error. And the explanation is that they wanted to state exactly what the law was, so that if you say no to the 5 years, you'll be saying to retain what the law is currently. So I hope that clarity is enough for our people to go out there and cast their ballots as to what they want to see done in this period.
Notwithstanding your reservation about the printing of the ballot, there are some serious issues that are going to be considered on the 23rd of August. I was wondering, where do you stand generally on this whole idea of the referendum? Are you for the referendum being held, or would you vote against the referendum being held? Well, I mean, where do you stand?
Well, I will be voting no on all of the four propositions. The first one is the proposition that says we should change the law from 10 years to a five-year definite period from 2005 to 2011. I think that law is discriminatory because it eliminates Liberians who might have come home in the last couple of years wanting to come in and get involved in the process. The 10-year clause, on the other hand, is an open window without a beginning and any point. And the fact of the matter is that that clause should not be in the Constitution at all. Somehow in 1986, it was inserted, I believe, to prevent those who had been driven out of the country during the 1980 coup from coming back and getting involved in national leadership in our country. And I think it's a discriminatory clause, and my opinion is that it should be removed. And the decision as to who leads this country should be left with the electorate. So I will be voting no on that option. The second option as to the time period for judges to remain on the bench to be extended to 75, I think 70 is more than enough time. We need a new influx of new blood into the judiciary as we attempt to change the perception of some of the things that are happening.